Upon this day, I will recount to you a parable from which we may all enrich our lives. It concerns a Mr. Judas, who was offered remuneration of the silver jingling kind for secret information. Or, to put it in the modern idiom, he was made an offer he couldn't refuse. And lo, Mr. Judas did divulge this information by kissing a certain Mr. Jesus on the cheek. Or, to put it in the modern idiom, he put the finger on the Lord. Friends, to explain clearly the most worthy moral of this parable, let me relate it again in the modern idiom. Supposing, just supposing, a member of this congregation were to kiss me upon the cheek after a cursory inspection of a police lineup, and assuming at the time of the alleged crime, say an incident involving a crowded jewelry store and a hollow prayer book, I was having tea with a young widow lady whose name I forget. Would it not be divine providence if that certain member of our little flock took up residence in the East River? And so, dear friends, as our good ushers Lefty and Spike escort Mr. O'Sullivan from the church, I ask you all to reach into your pockets for the Let's All Pitch In and Pay the Vicar's Bail Fund.
It's the all-new, wide-awake, decaffeinated Naked Vicar Show, starring in order of sleeplessness, the pure, percolated Kev Goldsby, the instant Ross Higgins, and the rich and aromatic Nolene Brown.
Just lie down on the couch. Comfy? Mind your shoes on the vinyl there.
Sorry.
Now, shall we try a quick word association exercise?
All right.
Ready? Glass.
Beer.
Beer?
Bob Hawke.
Bob Hawke?
Bob Hawke.
Mother-in-law.
Bob Hawke. Bob Hawke.
Wait for it.
Bob Hawke.
Hammer?
Bob Hawke.
Cup of coffee?
Bob Hawke.
Cigarette?
Bob Hawke.
Relax.
Bob Hawke.
Well, it's finished now.
Bob Hawke.
I think you're progressing very well.
Bob Hawke.
At least the Whitlam fixation has gone.
Bob Hawke.
You can go now.
Bob Hawke.
Same time tomorrow, Mr. Fraser.
Sharp. Hello, it's me. Yes, tis I, Bruce. Captain Light and Happiness of your life. Chirpy ray of sunshine to the world, joyful and triumphant, here I am, the Moomba of mankind. And what rejoicing offering have you for me today, Mrs. Jackson?
How about a rat sack milkshake?
Sack the rat not, Mrs. Jackson, for I am Bruce of the Brigade.
Eh?
See my shiny helmet hanging on the bed? See my Snoopy nightlight glowing near my head. Suddenly the air is rent with a shrill alarm. Shrill, shrill it goes. It's a fire, and I leap from my bed.
Why?
My kimbies are in flames. Teddy's been smoking in bed again. But there's no time to waste. Already Arnold has gunned the fire engine into life. Quickly I don my boots and like greased lightning slide down the pile. Ah! I go.
Why?
Forgot to put my pants on. Quickly I pull the splinters from my inside legs. Whoops! Oh, ouch. Careful, Bruce. Soon it's siren wailing, the mighty engine roaring. Arnold is driving like a man possessed as he roars down the main street. Excitedly I cry out, Arnold! Wait for me.
I have a proneness, Bruce, for disbelievement of your story, and should my doubtingness continue to expand, I shall most probably rip off your moustache.
What moustache?
Oh, my mistake. You've been into the Vegemite without your nose bib again.
Yes, I'm a happy little Vegemite.
You'll be a bleeding little Vegemite if you don't get out of here.
Don't. You cause me great pain.
Eh?
Mrs. Jackson of Poppin' Milk Bar and Small Goods. Fresh Sangos daily. Try one of my pies. Agent Acme Dry Cleaning. We cash checks when banks sell milk. Mrs. Jackson, I love you.
Well, bugger me.
No, marry me. We'll elope to the toy shop round the corner. See, I brought my ladder.
It's on the ground floor.
I can't stand heights. Come, run away with me.
Bruce.
Everything I have is yours. My rubber duck, my lifetime supply of kimbies, as one on the chocolate wheel at the vicar's picnic. I'll share with you all my money.
You haven't got any money.
All right, we'll share all your money. With my good looks and your violet crumbles, we'll go far. It's a union made in heaven. Oh, I love you. Will you marry me?
What would your mum say?
To heck with my mum. She doesn't understand me.
I don't understand you.
Well, we're made for each other because I don't understand me either.
Bruce, you don't even know my first name.
Yes, I do. It's Mrs.
Doesn't that tell you anything, Bruce?
Yes.
What?
It's the same as my mum's first name.
Bruce, I will not marry you.
Oh, Dinks.
Dinks.
Oh. True Blue?
True Blue.
Oh. Honest Injun?
Honest Injun.
Oh. Mrs. Jackson?
What?
Piss off!
And here she is, lovely Renee Kaye.
Time I look in your eyes, I can see the love in your heart. It's a mystery, but my love just won't set me free. No, it only happens when I look at you.
Jeffrey.
No, I shouldn't. But I will. You must think I'm an absolute pig. This must be my second...
Third.
Helping. Just thinking about it, Just how long has it been since we sat down together and enjoyed a really good meal?
Oh, must be 2 or 3 hours.
That long? My, how did the afternoon go so fast?
You fell asleep over lunch, Jeffrey.
Yes, you slept like a baby. We thought you were going to stay in that chair all day.
And night.
In fact, you only woke up when you heard the dinner plate hit the table.
Did I really? I've always been a light sleeper. Ears like a cat, you know.
We noticed.
I say, this rice smell is delicious.
Oh, do you like it?
It's that natural brown macrobiotic rice, isn't it?
Well, sort of.
So much better than that white, polished rubbish. Organically grown, is it?
Of course. Well, in a manner of speaking, Val has a way with natural foods, don't you, darling?
How do you cook it, Val?
Well, the real secret to it is that you don't actually cook it at all.
Really?
No, they're Cocoa Pops.
More curry, Jeffrey?
These poppadoms are magnificent, Val.
Yes, that's another one of Val's finds. The real thing, you know, none of that locally made rubbish.
Yes, of course, you were telling me. That little Indian chappy you found in that little shop, what was his name? Rama Singh? No, don't tell me. Sambali?
Actually, it's a Sam boy.
That's the fella, yes. Indian with a pink horse.
Actually, he's a cowboy.
Oh, Val, you really shouldn't go to all this trouble for me. My favorite, flambé bananas.
Well, actually...
If you don't mind my saying, they're a bit firm. Early in the season, are they?
No, no, we find we can buy candles all the year round.
Oh, sorry. Bit dangerous, that, having them yellow.
They're red.
Precisely. I mean, if you weren't looking closely, I mean, someone not in the know could easily mistake them for a flambé tomato. I say, that's a Norman Lindsay up there, isn't it?
Well, not a real Lindsay.
Well, I realize that it's a print, Craig. I'm not a complete fool. It's out of Lindsay's nymphet period, I'm sure. Yes, that's what it is. Diana the Huntress.
Yes, we're quite proud of it. But I must admit it's not a genuine Lindsay as such.
It's an Australasian Post cover.
And Jolliffe drew it.
In the Lindsay style, of course.
Oh, of course.
Good Lord, is that the time?
Yes.
He's asleep.
Yes. Come along, darling. We'll turn in.
What about Jeffrey?
Oh, he'll be all right. He's bound to wake up when we knock the top off his egg. Turn out the lights, darling.
Passengers for flight 296 to Canberra, please proceed to gate lounge 5 for seat allocation.
Mr. Passenger?
You talking to me?
Affirmative. Walk, if you would, in the direction of me, thank you.
What for?
Do I detect a question, to wit a query of myself and Commonwealth Airport Officerette?
Well, no, but
I will now make an official inspection of your carry-on, to wit manually moved ergo hand luggage.
What for?
So as I can see what is in it. Your briefcase, please, open same, thank you. What's this?
Briefs.
Just testing. And this?
Well, it's a shoe.
And why are you not wearing it like that pair you have on?
Good Lord, I can only wear one pair at a time.
Always one for the smart retort, aren't we, sir?
Look, my woman.
Ah, officer.
Officer.
It.
It. Look, officer, it is all this absolutely...
Uh-huh, and what have we here?
Where?
In this plastic bag.
Oh, my lunch.
I'm not so sure.
All right, it's... 28 pounds of pure hashish.
Does it explode?
No.
Note, hashish, 28 pounds, non-explosive. I see, I shall continue my search. Aha, a secret compartment. And what are these beady eyes I see gazing back at me from within?
All right, in that secret compartment I have concealed 385 rare yellow-breasted cockatoos.
I see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, 1, 2, 3. Well, I'll take your word for it.
Look, I'm in a hurry.
Do they explode?
No, they don't explode.
Note, cockatoos, breasted yellow, rare, 385, non-explosive. Now then, hello, what have we here? Concealed here under this bottom of the false variety.
All right.
What is it?
It's my wife.
Does she explode?
No.
And what, may I inquire, is your wife doing in your briefcase?
Crouching.
I see. Note, female gendered woman, married briefcase croucher, non-explosive. As a point of academic interest, would I be right in assuming there are school holidays on at the moment?
Yes, that's right.
Then that would explain these three lumps in the outside compartment.
Yes.
Note, lumps, infant, three. Do they...
Non-explosive.
Thank you, non-explosive.
Look, Officer Rhett, what are you searching for?
Fruit or veggies, sir, that could harbour or be the domicile of known fruit flies.
I don't have any fruit.
I wish, sir, that you had explained this fact earlier, as you would have not wasted my time and saved yourself a long wait.
Why?
You have just missed the last flight. My regards to your good croucher and your three lovely lumps. You may pass. Farewell.
Now let's have a welcome for Barry Lee.
So many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs, I've made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life on stages with 10,000 people watching. Now we're alone, and I'm singing this song for you. I know this image of me is what I want to be, yeah. I've treated you so unkind many times. You see, oh, there's no one more important to me. Baby, can't you see through me? Now, now, now we're alone, baby, and I'm singing this song for you. You told me fresh and secrets. No space or time. I love you. Hey, you're a friend of mine. When my life is over, remember when we were together. Oh, when we're alone.
Thank you. Mr. Mackey, that's briefly how the computer operates.
Yeah.
And we here at the Elizabeth Heron Computer Marriage Bureau are proud of our record of success.
Beauty, Mrs. Heron.
Now, if I can just take down some particulars, Mr. Mackey.
As master.
Oh, I'm sure we can find a suitable partner.
Rux.
Pardon?
Rux. You know, football, rugby, Rux.
I see. Footy.
Rux.
Yes, Rux.
Yeah.
Right now...
Pigs.
Sorry?
Pigs. I shoot pigs. I like pig shooting. Poofs, fish.
Piggies?
Rux.
I have that one. You drive, do you?
Drot.
Drot?
Drot. Drot. It's a bulldozer.
Drives a bulldozer.
Drot. Nancy boys drive cars.
Quite. Now...
Pigs.
Yes, I have that down. Now, your tastes in food?
Big Mac and Foster's.
Big Mac
and... Dozens of them.
Several.
Drot.
Now, entertainment?
Jelly.
Pardon?
Jelly. Jellignite.
Entertainment, Jellignite.
Yeah, I bomb mini miners. Concrete.
Concrete?
I love it.
Right, well, I think we have enough information here.
Why?
I'll just run it through the computer. And we'll see if we can find you the ideal mate.
What's it say?
It says your ideal partner is... Oh, how coincidental. The lady in question is waiting right outside the door.
Well, shovel her in. Let's have her butchers.
G'day.
G'day.
Bombed any good minis lately?
Hundreds. She's a beauty.
You like her?
Yeah. Well, I can't marry her, but...
Why?
It's me mum.
Yeah, and you'd better come home.
Why?
So I can clean the sump oil off your dress.
KTEL Records is proud to present in one big album the greatest hits of...
Some pink walk shorts and a white carnation. I'm all dressed up for the arts festival.
Yes, all on one LP at last. All your favorite tunes from the one and only Donald Dunstan.
Don, the magic premier, went to the zoo, frolicked on an elephant, then fell off too.
Donald Dunstan, showman extraordinaire, greatest hits album.
Hi, I'm Donald Dunstan, and I'd like to say how proud I am that KTEL has released this album of my greatest hits for all my friends in Australia.
Donald Dunstan's greatest hits, including his latest bestseller...
I write cookbooks that make the whole world sick. I write of stew and soup and flambé garlic. I write cookbooks that make the housewives cry. I write cookbooks...
Donald Dunstan's greatest hits!
Who wants to talk in ancient Greek? I do. Every time I stand to speak, I do. Wants to be a premier.
And many more available now. Records 26 cents, cassettes 27 cents. Out now!
I write cookbooks, I write cookbooks.
Get off, Don.
Buy it, it's my favorite record.
That was The Naked Figure Show, starring the strong suction power of Noeline Brown, the giant-sized dustbag, Ross Higgins, and the removed deep-down grit, Kev Goldsby, the
easy to store Naked Vicar band was under the direction of the retractable cord mechanism Michael Pajanic. Noises and other sound effects were made by the four-position, height-adjustable John McGraw, Ron Wenvin, and Steve Collins. This show was recorded by the optional extra multi-purpose dusting tools of Mike Byrne, Rupert Madsen, and Dennis Fox. The production was coordinated by the lightweight, very mobile, Ann Plovanic. Written and produced by the suitable for Shaggy Files, Gary Riley and Tony Sattler. With additional material by the bag-full indicator, Doc Edwards. Julianne Ford underwent complete after-sales service to become executive producer. The Naked Vicar Show is an RSABC production and comes complete with upholstery brush in case of accident. We'll be right back.